queer. We're all queer. Get used to it. Hi, yes, it's me. Yes, that's right. Your internet acquaintance, Linda James, LJ. Linda James. Yes, yes, I am your non-binary internet acquaintance. Yes, that one. Yeah, right. Yes, yes, just queer. Just queer. My pronouns are he, she, they. Not necessarily in that order. In fact, not in that order at all. But, you know, well, you know, is what it is. Whatever is clever. Hi, yes. Thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. This is a show where, you know, this is, we just chat. We just chat. By we, I mean me. By we, I mean me. I just chat and you chill out. I hope you're drawing. I hope you're relaxing. Maybe you're going to bed. You know, I've been listening to a lot more podcasts to go to bed, and I thought, wow, am I conducive to that sort of thing currently? And I think the answer is maybe slash depends, you know? No answer. Depends on the person. But this is, you know, ASMR-y type of experience. That's right. And we're just going to have a good time. We're just going to chill. It's fucking hard out there. You know what I'm saying? It is fucking hard out there these days. So let's just relax. Let's just have a good time. I've got a little book here, and I've written some things down. It's been a while since we spoke last. I'm sorry. I am booked and blessed and fucking exhausted, you know? So... you know, cutting that hair, making that bread. So, but that's fine. That's fine. I've got the paper out. So why don't we start the show? Why don't we start? Let's have some casual conversation about some things that have happened in the last 4 weeks or so. Let's do it. Easy peasy. Black Lives Matter. Abolish the police. Abolish ICE. Support abortion. Support mutual aid. Support artists. Yes, 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 yes. And here we go. I've got the paper. What does the paper say? I have no idea because it's been a while. Oh, first, you know what I will start out by saying? You know what I will start by saying? Better late than never to the party that you are very much enjoying. I have started playing once again Pokemon Go. Yes. Oh, do you have a smartphone and just need a little something to do? Do you like cute things? Do you like cute pocket monsters? Yes, who doesn't? I do. Oh my gosh, I am on Pokemon Go. I can only imagine it's because there was a Pokemon Go festival here, and a big large meetup that took place a weekend over several weeks. I'm not sure, but I heard about it and I thought, maybe I'll see what's going on with Pokemon Go. It's been a while. I got it when it came out and played it a teensy bit, but I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. I wasn't in the right place. And like many people, I fell off. I fell off, unfortunately. The pocket monsters just ran wild, rampant. They took over entire cities because all of us logged off in this virtual world. Just totally taken over by pocket monsters. Why am I sort of going slow? It's because I'm distracted by my pocket monsters. I've opened the game, and we're gonna look now. If you're not familiar with Pokemon Go, it's kind of like geocaching. Remember when I briefly got into geocaching? This is like that, but virtually. It is a game that uses GPS and integrated reality. And you search for Pokemon in your hometown. Now, am I to the point where I'm going out, putting on my sun hat, packing a cantina, using attachments, specialized attachments to enhance the game. I'm not there yet. Mostly I'm playing at home or at work in between clients briefly. So like, you know, casual. I'm not going to the meetup yet, but I think maybe if I play my cards right, I could become Pokemon Champion of the World. Yes, esports. An esports champion. Thank you. Yes, that's me. Now, I've got, let's go over the trainer's look, because you get to choose, in this game, you get to choose an avatar of yourself or some sort of equivalency, or whatever you like, I guess, quite frankly. I don't remember the process. Maybe you could be, you know, an alien. I'm not sure. But I think you're just like, you look like a Pokemon trainer from the television series. Which is what I look like. I've got on black pants. I've got on I would like to say a brown suede sort of moccasin with some braiding, gray socks, very chic combination on the bottom. I'm wearing black gloves because leave no trace. In the world of Pokemon, leave no trace. I've chosen a teal hoodie. It's sort of like that minty teal. It's a signature color of mine. It's sometimes people will say, oh, did you match your headphones to your nails, your headphones to your phone case, your headphones or whatever, you know, your nails to your phone case. And it's just one of my colors. And so the answer is yes and no there as well. Maybe. Long term, yes, I matched them. Short term, no, I didn't think about it at all. I do have some sort of whale creature, sort of, speaking of a cantina, sort of water bottle, I'm going to guess, bag. It looks like an old-fashioned ball thermos. Maybe there's a magical potion in there. Maybe it's my water. I don't know, but I've got it on a brown strap, very chic, crossbody style. And then I'm wearing an Eevee hat. You know, Eevee is the brown character. Usually you see Pokemon represented by a couple of main characters, and Eevee is one of them. He looks, actually, get his pronouns right. A very beautiful young, I guess, could there be male or female Eevees? Well, mine is male, because they tell you and checked it. Although, isn't gender an allusion to pocket monsters as well? I'm wearing a hat. long story short, in my brain, I'm wearing a hat, an Eevee hat, and Eevee is my sidekick. You do get to select a pocket monster to be your sidekick, and I have selected Eevee, and we're having a great time. And I've got a white mask on because, as Beyonce said, worldwide hoodie with a mask outside, in case you forgot how we act outside. And so my pocket monster trainer is wearing a mask in the game. Yes. I'm spinning it around. I'm looking for any other details. I've got dark hair, and it's in that sort of anime spiky fashion under my hat. You can tell I've got a little length on it. But it's like sticking out sort of in a 2000s kind of way, you know. I hope that there's a butterfly clip under there or something. And yeah, this is a pretty fairly new game for me. So it tells you how long you've walked. I'm hatching some eggs right now. There's many ways to get pocket monsters. And basically, what you want to do in this game that all of you know how to play, mostly, but I'm recapping in case one of you doesn't. You know, you've got your phone. You go around wherever you look, wherever you walk. There'll be a Pokemon there. Don't worry about it. It's going to come. And then you just throw little balls at the Pokemon, and then the ball opens and you get it. And there is some finesse. There is a technique, which I think is something that I did not understand when I started playing this game, that now I do. You earn little fruits and things as you go along, you know, from little gift places. Maybe you've sent your friend a gift of some fruits. And you know who loves these fruits? The pocket monsters. Yes, they do. They do. And you... you know, maybe I'll throw some bananas that are covered in what I can only imagine is some sort of raspberry sauce. They're pink, these bananas. They've got a pink pink dip coating on them. You throw that at a pocket monster, it's going to soften them up. And the little circles that appear are going to indicate how difficult it is to catch this pocket monster. And the fruits are going to just, like, make it a little easier, you know. And then you throw a ball at it. And sometimes they're hard to catch. And you might want to put a little spin on that ball, you know. Put a little spin on it. Give them a curve ball. You're going to get them. Let's see how many pocket monsters I have currently. Okay. In my I think I want to look at my Pokedex for this. I've caught 113 pocket monsters. I've been playing for about a week or so, I'd say. I did start fresh because God only knows what my 2017, 18, 6, when did this game come out? God only knows what the password to that was. So we started fresh. I've got 113. I've seen 168. That is not good. That is not good. I should catch all of the Pokemon. That is the point of this game. And I will say that my favorites so far that have made it into my favorite file, because I know you were asking. Of course, you know that Eevee is my sidekick. So that's kind of number one. Audino showed up recently. Now, Audino looks kind of like, how do I put this? Audino's got the energy of maybe Nina West, you know, smiling, sort of like got these ears that look very draggy, very pigtails, very Coco Peru, very Chris March styrofoam Target Halloween drag queen wig is the ears, you know. This is a big, just a big fluffy creature, a big like softy, looks like a mascot, looks like a pantomime lion of some sort, you know, like you'd see at a basketball game. That's the size that I would imagine for this pocket monster. You just want to hug him. Audino, pink and beige, very chic, and very expressive ears. So they've made it to the favorites. Found them in Seattle, Washington, just like all of my pocket monsters. Glammeow. I don't think I need to explain this one. Glammeow. You can probably imagine is a very beautiful cat. A very beautiful cat type of pocket monster. Now, gray, little white tipped ears. Hello, Benjamin. We're going to talk about you later. I hear you climbing in the closet while I talk about Glammeow. Gray cat, very sort of sultry eyes, dare I say, sort of half bedroom eyes, like half lid, you know, showing pink lids on a gray cat. Some very interesting fur that sticks out on her neck, arms, and her hind quarters. Almost like she's running in the wind and the fur is just like flying off of the back of her. And then she's got this gigantic curly Q tail with what looks like a silicone Q-tip head. You ever see those silicone reusable Q-tips? That's what the tip of her tail looks like. That's Glammeow for you. She's pretty good. Lillipup. Also, now Lillipup looks like a dog wearing some sort of sunshine mask. It looks like this dog got cast as the sun in a school play. Or they've got just like wild Ewok-y face fur. It's kind of like, this is kind of a Yorkie type of pocket monster. I'm fond of the pocket monsters that look like pets, you know, like adorable pets. Go figure. Oof. Now, Phanpy is the next one. Phanpy is probably my favorite. I have been nurturing Phanpy. Phanpy is sort of like a blue elephant Max Rebo. If you're familiar with Max Rebo is the band leader from the Star Wars universe, has performed at Jabba's Palace, has performed at the casino, in the Book of Boba Fett series, Max Rebo is sort of a blue blob-like creature with interesting appendages. And this creature looks like that, but also an elephant, more so like a baby elephant. And they are just so adorable. I don't even know if I want to evolve them. Now, that's something that you can do is you're raising their power level for combat, but also you're evolving them into their other forms, which is sort of the whole point of the pocket monster craze, except that Phanpy is so adorbs that I don't know. I don't know if he's going to get, evolved. Now, the next is the classic Pikachu. You know Pikachu. You don't live under a rock. Pikachu is a yellow little sort of bunny chipmunk with a lightning bolt tail. Does that sum it up? Bunny chipmunk with a lightning bolt tail. That's it. That's what a Pikachu is. Now, Ponyta. Ponyta? I guess it's Ponyta. Ponyta. Ponyta? This is a horse on fire, is what this one is. This is a pony in flames. This is, wow, the eyes, black, serious midnight eyes with yellow little pupils, just beady pupils coming at you. I do enjoy to battle with this Pokemon because she's intimidating. She's gorgeous. She's a pony on fire. You know, My Little Pony. Imagine My Little Pony. Set her ablaze. That's Ponyta. And then finally, we have Stuffle. First of all, the name Stuffle, you know, it looks like a stuffed animal, and I believe has that name because as I inspect this sort of, now this is a red panda. This creature is a red panda. This is a plush toy of a red panda. That is what, Benjamin, this is not ideal. Benjamin is trying to climb inside of my portable washing machine. You think you want to get out of there? Come on over. Do you want to talk to the people? Your friends on the internet? That's a jar. That's not a jar for you. Come here. Stuffle looks like a stuffed animal of a red panda. Now, I believe that this creature is alive, is sentient. Is a pocket monster and not an enchanted stuffed animal. But they do have what appears to be, they have a ball tail, which is very cute, like a croquet ball tail. Am I still recording? I've just moved the thing. Sure am. We're going. We're not editing. Keep it going. Stuffle's got a tag coming out of her ass. There's no way to say that politely. There is a care instruction tag flapping in the wind behind this pocket monster in the rear end. Now, I don't know that that's where this pocket monster's anus is, but it's where I would think that it would be. But instead, there is a white tag flapping in the breeze. So, kind of adorable. It looks like the silhouette of their evolved form looks kind of like turning red, and I'm down. We're evolving Stuffle, even though I'll be sad to see that little tag go. Benjamin, get out of the sink. Benjamin, I swear to God, Benjamin. Benjamin, let's move on to Benjamin. We'll probably come back to Pokemon because it's a very important part of my life right now. Benjamin and I are doing really well, but Benjamin's a little upset because Benjamin is part of a love that dare not speak its name, unrequited. Benjamin is being kept from his lover. That sounded intense. Benjamin is being kept from his, you know, his friend, his special friend, Simon. Because Simon's parents got COVID, and I said, we're just going to take a little break. Benjamin, we're going to take a little break from going to see Simon, you know? And that's fine. Everyone's doing fine. Simon's doing fine. Everyone's doing fine. But we just said, maybe we won't go stand outside of his apartment and sniff that other cat and then come in here and cuddle me. Just, you know, who knows? I'm not in any way an infectious disease specialist, but like, or infections or virus specialist. Not at all. Not at all. I'm not a doctor. I'm nothing. I'm nothing. I'm dumb. But I said, you know what, Benjamin? Let's just play on the side of caution and not go give the cat next door with whose family, entire family has COVID kisses, you know? And that has created a storyline in my household where Benjamin is Rapunzel. Benjamin is trapped in the tower. Benjamin is Romeo crying for his love, Juliet, outside of the window. I guess he's Juliet in this situation. Yeah, Benjamin, I'm sorry, my friend, Benjamin. Benjamin? Someone's in the hallway, so he's looking out there. He's like, maybe they'll let me out and see Simon. Benjamin, you're the Juliet. You are the Juliet. What's soft? But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Benjamin is the sun. Wasn't that nice, Benjamin? He's looking at me. He's looking me dead in the eyes while I recite this to him. Well, we have fun. Benjamin has been doing a great job of with his athletics, though. Thank you for asking. I've talked here about how I've got, how he loves the crinkly balls. The crinkly balls are his favorite. And so I bought like a pack of 36 because they just go missing. So I just said one day, it was a Chuck E. Cheese ball pit in here. I said, have at it. I dumped 36 balls down. And he didn't know what to do, quite frankly. He just said, huh, look at that. So now I've got them all in a jar. And I dole them out as needed. And we have taken up the sport of volleyball. Yes, Benjamin, that's right. Except we call it volleyball, but now I've started to call it Pocket Monsters. Because basically, I started feeling Benjamin would want to play with this ball so bad. And the game is basically I throw it at him and he jumps up with both hands and hits it. Sometimes back to me. Sometimes he catches it. He does his best. Benjamin's idea of playing is that he does whatever he does. And then I have to keep it going. Like, it's all just for like, it's like playing with a toddler and like you throw them the ball. Literally, you throw them the ball and they catch it and they're like, awesome. And you're like, throw it back. He doesn't have the throw it back concept. Sometimes he will get the ball and bring it over directly to me, quite frankly. So he knows how. He has the capacity. He has the motor skills. He knows. Because if he wants to play, he will bring me the ball directly. But if we are in mid-playing and he's excited and he picks it up and he brings it like halfway to me and a little to the left and drops it, that's good enough. He says, that's close enough to you. You can go get it. Okay, let's switch it up here. He's trying to navigate into some differences, I guess. He's just adorable. So we play that game. I throw it at him. I realized while playing with Evie one day, because let's go back to the Pocket Monsters. There is an element to the game where you can not do AR, but I do. I do. I turn on the camera, and I see my pocket monster friend in real life in my apartment, and I send them little treats. I have you play with them. You want to keep them happy, so I send them little treats, little bananas, etc. Throw them out to Evie. One day I was doing that, and while looking in the camera and seeing Benjamin next to Evie, and saying, wow, that's the game Benjamin likes to play. This is volleyball, basically. I'm playing volleyball with my digital, my AR pet, and my real pet is sitting right there wanting to play volleyball. So we've started calling it Pocket Monsters, and I say, I've got to catch them all, and then I throw the ball, and then Benjamin catches it. I have an adorable video. This is the closest thing to a TikTok you're ever getting from me. I put the camera on the floor facing up, and I threw the ball and let Benjamin jump over it, and it's very cute. And so I will post that on the Ko-fi. Benjamin is making muffins right now. He says, it is nap time. He's making muffins on his favorite pillow, and he's going to settle in for a while. Now,
Yeah. I mean, hey, that's all the things. That's all the things about those things. I will say that Diane did get her first wash and diffuse, and it went extremely well. She said, you know what, this is very intimate. I've never been to you as a stylist before, and I would prefer if you would just, do the first sort of curly 10-minute quick go, like wash and go, get the curls looking right, just privately. She didn't want to do it on the podcast, and I said, that's fine. And so we did it, and she looks amazing. She looks amazing. Her curls are popping. And we, for a while, I started wearing it, but I did purchase the Juno Birch scarf from Trixie Cosmetics. And so I did have her hair styled in the scarf as sort of a headband with like a curly bang. And it was gorgeous. And we had a great time. And then I said, you know what? I'm taking the scarf back and I'm wearing it myself. So that was great. We may do something cool soon together and share with the audience. But, you know, the pocket monsters have just been taking up all my time. Yes, yes, yes. So let's go back in. Is there anything else? I will say that also on my phone, an app that's been keeping me company is Letterboxd. Is anyone on Letterboxd? Do you know what Letterboxd is? I've seen it before, but I've just found out about it. Truly, and I love taking down data, and I need to write down the movies that I watch, because I like to not talk about anything too personal with clients, and so I watch lots of movies, and then I tell them about them, and basically that's the entertainment report podcast that I do 5 days a week. So I do have I'm keeping track of all the movies that I watch in Letterboxd. And what did I watch recently? I watched Day Shift. That is a Jamie Foxx film. Here's your movie report. Day Shift. Now, this is a Jamie Foxx film where he's just a simple dad, divorced dad, who's also a vampire hunter, and he's just trying to make money to send his daughter to a good school. And that movie was, I'd say, a 3 out of 5. I was glad that I watched it, and the action was very fun. There was a lot of good choreography, and you know what? The zombies in it. Did I tell you that this is, oh wait, vampires. The vampires in it, great makeup, a good time. But, you know, very Netflixy. I watched Prey. Yes. Thank you. I watched all the Predator films almost, and then I watched Prey to lead up to Prey. And I will say that Prey was a film experience that did not let me down from all the work that I put into it. It was fabulous. 5 out of 5. Loved Prey. I also watched half of They Them. I fell asleep after they started singing the Pink song. And I just didn't go back, and I still have questions about who made that film. I need to know, before I finish that film, need to know who made that film. And that's going to take a little bit of effort, and I'll get back to you on that one. I saw Thor Love and Thunder. That was very fun and very gay, very strange, and I loved it. This is the fourth Thor film, and it's absolutely... ridiculous that we're even there. Bless us all. Let's have some good old gay fun with Thor. And if you don't like it, you're a homophobe. Listen, I mean, sure, it was a wild ride. Thor Love and Thunder is a wild ride, but if you just want to have a good time and like see Chris Hemsworth butt and go with the campiness, like it is like Marvel campiness on high. It's wackadoo, and I loved it. I thought it was fun, and by loved it, I mean 4 stars. Liked it very much. I also watched recently, we'll end here, The Princess. Now let's look at this film. This is a 2022 film. Here's the description. Bow to no one. A beautiful, strong-willed young royal refuses to wed the cruel sociopath to whom she is betrothed and is kidnapped and locked in a remote tower of her father's castle. With her scorned, vindictive suitor intent on taking her father's throne, the princess must protect her family and save the kingdom. Now, who is the actress in this? Joey King. I said, is this woman from Game of Thrones? And the answer is no. And then I stopped there. She's in a lot of things. I have no idea. I have no idea who this is. I'm trying to look for anything. Oh, maybe she played Beezus in Ramona and Beezus, the Selena Gomez version. Oh, she was in the act. I didn't see that, but you did. Okay. Ah, she's good. This movie, now the description that they gave is true, but I'm going to describe it differently to you that might get you, she's in Kissing Booth as well. I did not watch those films. Here's my description, which spoils nothing because they've spoiled everything basically in that. Princess. Okay. Here's the beginning of the film. This is a Hulu exclusive, so that's where you can find it. Opening. Gorgeous dress. Princess locked up, shackles in a tower. She's like, what? And then she has a flashback, and it's like, oh, someone has incapacitated her with a tincture or some sort of elixir, and she passed out, and they captured her in the tower. And then some guards are coming in. About 3-4 guards come in and they're like, Princess, it's time for you to go to the wedding. It's time for your wedding. She clearly does not want to be a part of this wedding. And while in chains, she kills all of these guards. And then she continues to face an army of soldiers and single-handedly murder them all. She slaughters everyone. And then, I mean, you could probably guess what happens at the end of the movie, but go ahead and watch it if you want. But I'm telling you that she slaughters. This is what the film is. Princess slaughters everyone. Period. Saves the day. I loved it. It's, you know, it's the princess movie. When I was little and drawing pictures of princesses in fantasy situations, that was the kind of thing that I was after, you know? So I was happy to see it. Watch The Princess. 3.5 stars. You know what? 4 stars. 4 stars for The Princess. It's, you know, it feels like a Hulu film, you know? It feels like a Hulu original, although Prey was also a Hulu original. And essentially that just means that Disney bought Fox and these movies got put on Hulu. Instead of going to theaters in the shakeup of whatever the world is now. I'm changing my rating. I had given it, you can rate things on Letterboxd. And I don't know. I'm not following anyone really. So it's a very non-toxic environment to me because I'm not reading anyone's descriptions, but I'm sure it's absolutely awful somewhere. But you know, if you just don't want to keep data on the things that you've watched so that you can remember them and easily look things up, because also, you know, people are also recommending things to me, and I'm like, what's that? And now I have a list to put my things on. One master list of things I might want to watch. And then, yes, it will tell you where it is playing now. So that was not an ad. You know, I'm just a passionate consumer of applications. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. I hope you're all doing great. Thanks for hanging out. I know this is a sporadic upload schedule at best, but you know, we're all just doing our best, you know. If you'd like to support this pod, you can do so on the Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/internetacquaintance. Yes, you can find me there. You can donate one time, a lot of times, every month, whatever, or never at all. If you want this show to be free, it is. It is. So, have a wonderful time out there. support the arts, hey, go buy a Weird Deer print, you know? Like, there's an artist we know. Good times. You know, support a Patreon. Tip somebody on a Ko-fi, you know? That'd be nice. And thanks for your help. Thanks for your support. I really appreciate it. We'll be back sometime soon. Benjamin, do you have anything to say? Benjamin? Benjamin? Rebecca. Oh, God, Rebecca. Rebecca is... they're about to do a TLC special on Rebecca because she is gigantic. But we're going to fix that soon. Don't you worry, Rebecca. Don't you worry, Rebecca. Oh, my God. Olive juice, olive juice, olive juice. Thank you for listening. Let's talk again soon.